as it has been an important tradition to honor our elders, we have to balance it and bring out our young people. How many young people are out there? Let me make, if you are a young person, let me hear you.
Make some noise! That's right, power to the youth. Y'all are the tomorrow, let me tell you.
That's right.
It is an honor and a pleasure for us to introduce Pamela Gurdemal. Did I pronounce that right?
All right.
Pam is a queer, check out, I want y'all to peep this. This is the next generation, y'all.
That's right.
Pam is a queer, metrosexual dyke who thoroughly enjoys social justice, postmodernism, and queer youth activism.
Talk about it.
You better read a book. She is also she's also an advocate for the homeless and racially marginalized young people. So Pam is out there doing it.
That's right.
Making it happen.
That's right.
All right. In this next piece, Pam is going to explore the intersections of sexuality, race, and class. Pam's going to break it all down. She hopes to demonstrate how these aspects of identity are used to prevent cross-border solidarity among oppressed people. We've got to come together, y'all. We all got to come together. Look around you, Pam's about to break it down. She sees these things are connected to our colonial past, its implications for a globalized future. Pay attention, make some noise for our young people, particularly make some noise, come to the stage, Pam!
Hello, San Francisco! I am fucking pissing in my pants being up here right now. This is bigger than my body can handle. I'm here today because I've been asked to talk about queer youth in the LGBT community.
Well, you know, it's really impossible to answer that question without first asking ourselves, how did we get here? How have we as a human race made a complete mess of this world? Ask yourselves, is this the world you want your children to be brought up in? What? Can I get a no?
No!
You know, I don't feel disempowered because of my race. I don't feel disempowered because of my desire. I feel disempowered because of a bunch of white guys, whether it's the U.S. Congress or the American Psychological Association, has decided that my desire and my race is the picture of discrimination. Let's keep it real here, all right? The majority of the people who have power in this world are white men. Yes? These men have used their influence to perpetuate oppression. The millions of people we see on CNN who have their human rights abused every day, but we don't get to know their names. Who are they? Women, children, queers, people of color, the working poor. It is a tragic but profound truth that the parties responsible for their subjugation are white, male, and rich. From the Filipino workers in the sweatshops in Manila to the Mexican mothers in the sweatshops in LA. Who do you think gets paid off of all of that, huh? The construction of difference is done on purpose. Anyone who is not white, male, straight, occupies a marginalized space in our society. Why? Why have they done this? Because it legitimizes their power over the status quo. What the fuck am I saying? What I'm saying is that racism, homophobia, sexism, and classism are all tools used to divide us from each other. our assumptions about race, class, sexuality. We learned those things. Someone taught us what to hate. Someone said, survival of the fittest. Dog eat dog. Some of you might be thinking, man, it ain't that deep, man. It just ain't. But it is that deep. It is. Whether you're brown or white, whether you're rich or poor, whether you live as the most flamboyant queen on the block or live in the closet, you bring those things with you everywhere you go. So if we talk about those CEOs responsible for the global exploitation of women of color, well now, the reason that they have the power to exploit us is because they're white. You think that if they look like me, brown, female, queer, that the same doors would have opened for them? I don't think so. In fact, can you imagine how many other great thinkers and artists of color, queers, women, there might have been in history had they been given even half a chance? Which brings me to today. How many more queers, people of color, women are out there unable to articulate their ambitions, disenfranchised? Why? Because they live in a world where their voices have been silenced on purpose, and they are silenced still. Don't tell me that it's a coincidence, okay, that the same 3/4 of the world that's poor is not white. Okay? Don't tell me it's an accident that there's no representation of people of color in popular culture. Okay? Nah, I'm sorry. I expect some fucking representation. As I carry the past of my ancestors, both good and bad, in my consciousness, so do many other Latinos, Blacks, and Asians out there. We have not forgotten who colonized our lands, who enslaved our people, and who are still responsible for our continued subjugation. Which brings me to queers of color today. Well, I can't speak for all of us, but I will share my sentiments. And I'll be damned if they don't share some of them too. My history speaks of a past where I have continuously felt like an outsider. It is hard for me to imagine a community that hungers for my voice. It is difficult for me to imagine right now being part of the LGBT community. Where are the people who look like me in popular gay media? Where are my stories of desire and race? So you see, when someone asks me what are some of the challenges of young queers of color today in the LGBT community, the first thing I think of is our invisibility, our damaged sense of selves, our struggle to become part of a community that will listen to our diverse voices without expecting us to assimilate. This has been so hard to achieve historically. We are still trying to figure out how to trust a country that has disappointed us so many times. From the Japanese internment camps after Pearl Harbor, to the hate crimes inflicted on people of Arab descent after 9/11, we are fed up of living in a country where we are in perpetual fear of having our human rights violated by the very same people who are supposed to be protecting us. Let me end by saying this. I hope in the last few minutes I have illustrated some of the obstacles facing young queers of color today. I am here specifically because I know that language has power. I know that in speaking out against institutional oppression, I have created a site of resistance. Thank you!